We're just going to stand, start this time of praise and worship. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Just open up your mouth and thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. Father, I came here to meet with you. I came here to meet with the King. I came here to meet with the Maker. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Father. God, I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this glorious day. Thank you for bringing us into this time, Father God, that we are standing here in your sanctuary, Father, that we can worship you today. God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for this house of God, Father. Hallelujah. Is your God awesome? Hallelujah. God is awesome. He is awesome in your situation. He is awesome on your behalf. He is awesome in your family. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Oh, no. Thank you. Sing with me, I'll pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is great. Praise the Lord. Glorious God. Well, let us give him praise. Father, we praise you. Praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we lift him. Lift him up with your own voice. You have sung a song to him. Now tell him how you love him and praise him with your own voice. Let it be a writing that comes from your own heart towards him. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Almighty God, that you have put your word in our spirit, and we know we have a Father. We are your children. We can cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you for another wonderful, glorious day. A beautiful day you have made. Made perfected in you, O Lord, and perfected for us. We bless your holy name. There is no mistake in the day you have made. There is no error in the day you have made. There is no sickness in the day you have made. There is no poverty in the day you have made. There is no division in the day you have made. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I rejoice and I'm glad in this day that you have made for me. Oh, I receive your mercy. I receive your goodness. If that's your confession, you need to tell God how you feel about him. Father, we bless you. We thank you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy that endureth forever. We receive your everlasting love. Father, we thank you that you are in this house this morning. Before we came, you were here. And after we leave, you will be here. And you will also go before and behind us. We lift every situation before you. We commit our day before you. We commit this church before you. We commit the ordinances in this house before you. Father, have your way in every aspect. Everything that is not of you, we command to leave now in the name of Jesus. Let your holy presence saturate this house, saturate our hearts, saturate our mind, saturate our bodies in the name of Jesus. Father, may your name be exalted forevermore. Lord, those who have come this morning confused, sick, and rejected, Father, your embrace is open. Hold your children and wipe away their tears, wipe away their anger, wipe away their frustration, wipe away their sickness and their disease, wipe away every lack, wipe away every unanswered prayers. Wipe them away, Lord. Your mighty hand of love embraces your children. And Lord, may every one of us surrender our spirit, soul, and body and our will to you, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, that we become applicable to the things that you want us to be. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for a wonderful time in your presence. Pray for all our children, our teachers, and every single one who needs you this morning. Lord, touch them. Touch our leaders. Touch our children. Touch our parents. Touch everyone from age 120 plus to zero, to those in seed form, those walking in the earth, in every decade of life. Let Jesus be the Lord of everyone who call upon the name of the Lord. Can you say Jesus? Lord, as we have called, so are you Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are going to move mightily in this service this morning. Your presence is here. Every aspect of this service belongs to you. Let your spirit infuse us. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, and spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you, we welcome you, have your way, and move freely in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let's read the word of the Lord and turn your Bible to first, the other prayer focus. Since we are not using the bulletin, my style of prayer, I can't be reading and then be praying at the same time. So there's no bulletin here for me. So that's for you to know who you are praying for. So take those focus home and pray for them. I'll pray as the Spirit moves me to pray. All right, praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13. Let's read. There are 13 verses. There should be a scripture you should be familiar with. Well, children, bless you. I've prayed for you, so have a blessed time. Sunday school classes have started again, so bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us, after the lifting off of the, I think from the, is it 20th March? 20th. Everybody can be in church, right? Anyway, we'll pray for the children at that time. We'll lay hands on you. We won't lay hands on you like we do every Sunday, but we'll lay hands on you. I will tell you when to come up. All right, praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13, everybody should be there by now. Praise God forevermore. Let us read, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Anyway, before we start reading, do you like the screen behind us? Praise the Lord. Apostle, we talk more about that later, but praise the Lord. Where two people clapped, did you like the screen behind us? You must rejoice about good things so that good things will come to you. Amen? So, praise the Lord. Are you glad about the chairs you are sitting on? Well, you're clapping. This side is clapping. This side is like, we're not awake yet. So, praise the Lord. Do you like the chairs you are sitting on? Well, praise the Lord. So, as good things is coming to the house of the Lord, so shall good things come to your house. If you rejoice greatly about God's house, God will also take care of your house. It's always God first and then man second. Say amen. If you don't rejoice about God's house, then God bless you in your state. Say praise the Lord. Well, it took men to put that together. So let's give God praise for the mighty men of God, the pillars. We have some good pillars in this house. So, Brother Wes, Brother Byron, and the rest of you. Some people gave some of their time, but these gave their all. So we thank God for them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. So we thank God that they put their faith and their works together. And something good is happening. In Jesus' name. All right, Father, we thank you for your holy word. Let it penetrate our hearts now. And let our hearts be transformed, that we will not be just the hearer of the word, but we'll be the doer of the word in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's read together. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not charity, I have not love, and become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So it's like, you know, the people who play music, they are good with music. They can hear the music. They practice it and they play it and we enjoy it. But somebody who does not know how to play, and if they play it, and those who don't know how to sing, what happened to your ear? It cringe. It becomes annoying. Instead of you rejoicing, say, stop! So that's what God is saying here. He's saying you become that kind of an annoyance. Let us not become annoying people. You should say a big amen. Because this chapter applies to all of us every day. Every day you must walk in love. Something must show up in your life that will make you not to walk in love. So God is commanding us to walk in love. When we don't, we become that annoying stuff, annoying sound. Somebody say, deliver me from annoyance and tinkliness in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves sound, but he wants a good one. All right, verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, how many of you like to prophesy? Praise the Lord. How many of you like to receive prophecy? Especially when they are so accurate. So praise the Lord. He said you can have that gift. and understand all mysteries. How many of you want to understand the Bible, all the mysteries of the Bible you want to? Yes, say you can have that. It's possible. And all knowledge, you have to know things. You know what is going to happen before it happens. Hallelujah. And though I have all faith, how many of you want to have all faith? Anything you believe God for, it will just happen. Amen. These are all good things. They are not mockery. They are reality. These are the things you should pray for to be in your life, to be in my life. Amen. He says, so I could remove mountains. How many of you want to solve problems? Any problem, you tell it, go, and it leaves. Hallelujah. You say you can remove it. And have not love, have not charity, I am what? Nothing. So if you don't have love, so that's the master key. Somebody say love is the master key. It's the master foundation. It's what everything builds on. If you don't have that, everything is zero. Nothing means what? Zoch. Zero. I think at home they say olodo. So you don't want to have that. Say amen. Somebody say, baptize me, Lord, with your agape love. Say amen. And though I bestow all my goods, because sometimes when people have all these gifts, we see it in them. We begin to see the miraculous happening. They are performing all this type of thing. You know, you run after that. So somebody can do all of that and still lack love. So don't run after that. Run after love. Run after God. Check your heart. Nobody knows you better than yourself and God. Say amen. Everybody can celebrate you. Is God celebrating you this morning? May God celebrate you. Say amen. Say amen. And may you celebrate yourself. Knowing that, hey, here's a chance for me to blow it. I didn't. Praise the Lord. Verse 3. Okay, let's read on. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, you are the most generous person. You give, you give, you give. You give, you give, you give, you give, and you continue to give. And though I give my body to be burned, and I have not charity, it profited me nothing. So may your body not be burned. So say you can even decide to give everything about you. So you can even, somebody, for instance, somebody need a kidney, and you have two good ones, and you decide to give one. That still does, if you lack love, if you just did it for show, and you did it because you are obligated, or you are forced, or you are coerced, it's without love, it is what? Nothing. You did that in vain. May everything we do not be in vain. When we give gifts to people, may we not do it because we want something from that person. May we do it because we do it because of love. Say amen. Bible says everything we do, do it as unto the Lord. Do it as if it's Jesus. So you see that person, do it because you are giving the Jesus that is living in that person. Say amen. Say amen. That one to help you to always repent and quickly transform. Whenever things challenges you, if you blow it, you can quickly change. Say, okay, I didn't do it for you. I did it for Jesus. Say amen. Say amen. Your amen is weak again. We're going somewhere, and we will make it to that place. Please don't let your Christianity be what people have told you. Let it be what the Bible tells us. Say amen. No wrinkle, no blemish, no spot. That's where we're going. So if we lack love, we will have wrinkle and blemish. We will have spots. So I don't know where you are going. Funerals are performed this day. Everybody is going to heaven. But that's not the qualification God gave. No spot, no wrinkle, no blemish. So let's start working on ourselves. Not on others. Work on yourself. Somebody say, I'm going to work on myself. Say, I'm going to work on myself. Only me know whether I'm living right or not. God knows, and me. Say amen. Amen. Say it so that the devil will run away from you this morning. Say amen. With a good attitude that drives him away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, with this now, if somebody has offended you, you cannot forgive them. Because you don't want them putting spot and wrinkle on you. And you are not choosing it. No blemish, no spot, no wrinkle. And God said everything will be tried by fire. So you can't pretend through it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Verse 4. Charity, love. What does it say love do? Suffered long. Mm-hmm. You keep on doing the righteous thing and bad things keep happening. You will just keep on doing it. Say amen. Suffered long. And what is it? Love is what? Kind. We only read the kind part. We say love is kind. But we don't read the one that says it suffers long. That means you stay in it. You keep on doing what is right. You keep at it. Charity envieth not. You don't envy other people. Can you desire what other people have? There's a difference between covetousness and desire. God said, desire good gifts. Say amen. So there's a place for good desire. Beyond, God said, we answer us beyond what we can think or ask. So all that falls on desire. Say amen. So he allows you to have that. But when you see other people driving the car you would like to drive, and you begin to tear them down, hate them from your heart, now that's called envy. When they begin to have the house that you desire to have, and you begin to hate them, you smile with them, but you hate them, that's envy. May God deliver us from that. Say amen. Or they begin to have the kind of children you like to have, and yours is different. That is envy. Everybody can go to God and get what they want. Say, Lord, deliver me from envious spirit. Say amen. I say, and it's not puffed up. Doesn't boast, vaunted not. Doesn't get puffed up. Doesn't boast. It doesn't get puffed up. It's not arrogant and proudful and robbing things that you have on other people. Just give God praise for his goodness. Hallelujah. Does not behave itself unseemingly. We're talking about love. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not at home. You don't behave contrary to God. You don't behave contrary to the ways of Jesus. So when we catch ourselves, we just say, Lord, there's nothing Christ-like about that. Have mercy on me and forgive me. But if you stay stubborn and stay in your wrong, then you become what? That annoying symbol. May we not become annoyance before God. May we, when God sees us, say he's pleased with us. God was pleased with Jesus. When he got baptized in the Jordan, he said, this is my beloved son, with whom I'm well, what? Pleased. God wants to be pleased. May we be pleasing before him. Say amen. Let us not seek our own. Let us seek the good. It's not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Love is not easily provoked. So if we get easily provoked, we have to pray, God, let my love quotient rise. I am too weak in love in this area. Let every provocation, you should be provoked, you provoke evil. The Bible says, eschew evil. Amen? Something should rise with you that makes you hate wrong. You should not love wrong. So we're not talking about, we're talking unnecessary, what is not necessary, what's not evil. Something that is good just annoys you. May God deliver us from that. And may we not think evil. You don't spend your time thinking evil. May God deliver us from that. May love override all evil in our hearts. Say amen. All right, verse 6. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. You don't see things just going haywire and getting wrong, and you say, they deserve it. Good, 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 good. You deserve that. Well, we like to see those who hurt us suffer, but God said, don't rejoice. Let every one of us say amen to that one. Yeah. I won't go beyond that. I think you can imagine the worst kind of thing that could happen and bad things are happening to that. God said, don't rejoice. Just say, to God be the glory you have done. God said, vengeance is mine. Let God deal. Say amen. Say amen. All right. Well, there's a place where God said, until he sees the desire you have for your enemy be made manifest. But he didn't tell you to go rejoice. May we rejoice at the goodness of God. Amen. Say amen. Like what's happening right now between Russia and Ukraine, some people are already praying that what? All kinds of things. So we are all forced into this realm now. So what should we do? We should be praying for Ukraine for salvation. Amen. But the Russian people are also going to suffer because of their leader. So we should not rejoice when the Russian people start suffering. Say amen. Amen. We should pray for both nations because we have wicked leaders. God deal with the wicked leader. Say amen. We pray that God will deal with the wicked leader, but not the innocent people. But the innocent suffers because of evil leaders. So we must pray for both nations. Say amen. Your amen is weak again. Amen. Especially if you are from Ukrainian heritage. You say, I'm not praying for those Russians. Well, dear. No, it's not the ordinary people that make the decision for evil. That's why God tells us, pray for our leaders. If we don't pray for them, Satan will have a hold of their mind. And they become terrorists and they terrorize the people. May we begin to pray for our leaders. We live in a peaceful nation, but pray for your peaceful leader because one day evil will rise. May God not allow evil to rise in our land. Say amen. Pray, pray, pray. Somebody say, I'll pray. The Bible didn't say if you feel like praying, say when you pray. It's a command. Everybody must pray. So stop praying about how much chicken you want to eat in a month. That's not life. Your life is more than meat and bread. Well, it's part of life, but it's not all. Amen? We need meat and bread, but that's not all. That's just a little part of our life. God sent us to this earth to do his business, and we must pray. Everybody can pray. Somebody say, I'll pray. How many of you begin to pray more than before? It's not when you come to church. That's just a little part. It's what you do between you and God always. Say amen. Verse 7, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. In other words, we are not quitters and we don't give up. Love endures. Love is strong, is powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Love never what? Fail. If you don't even take anything from this passage today, just take only that. There's one thing that will never fail. It's called what? Love. Everything else will fail. But whether there be prophecies, they shall what? Fail. How many of you have received mighty prophecies? They'll fail. They'll fade away. Because that's not the level. Those are just things to help you walk the love walk. Whether there be tongues. You know, I told you there are people who have gifts of tongue. They can go somewhere. They never learned that language. They never spoke it before. When they get there, the Spirit of God enters them. They can speak the language. They can understand it fluently. There are people on earth walking like that. How many of you would like to have that gift? Amen. How would you like to just go to Japan and you start speaking Japanese? Or you go to China and start speaking Chinese? Or go to Ukraine and start speaking Ukrainian without learning it? Or go to Africa. There are so many languages there. So maybe start speaking Swahili. Praise the Lord. But God said all these things will fade. They all pass away. That's not the important place I want you to park. I want to park in love. Say amen. Say, Lord, give me your agape love. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Not only will it cease, it will go as if it never existed. Verse 9, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. So not one person knows everything. You just know a piece of it. So you must never worship people who are operating in their gifts. They are just displaying a part of God. Say amen. You can honor them, never worship them. Because sometimes you go after the gift carrier than the gift giver. The gift giver must be number one always. Verse 10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Perfect love. Perfect. What is the perfect one? Perfect love casts out what? All fear. Say amen. Say amen. So love overrides everything and is more powerful than all of them. So when you have that, all the other gifts will walk in holiness. Verse 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. It's time for believers to put away childish things. Your amen is wicked. Wait, this side is saying amen, this side is quiet. It's time to put away childish things. Stop the excuses. Get rid of them. Say amen. Turn to your neighbor, say stop it. You better say it with a smile so they don't look at you with an evil eye. Say stop it. Stop it. Pray. You can say it. Are you scared of your neighbor? I say look straight at your neighbor. Say stop it. Some people say, you better turn your face away from me before I stop you. So then we know you really need a dose of love this morning. Say amen. Well, that's not man's suggestion. That's the word of the Lord. Stop excuses. You can't be a grown person and still doing childish stuff. Say stop it. Tell yourself stop it. Now point to yourself. Say stop it. Some people are not pointing. I say, I'm going to be watching. Say, point to yourself, say, stop it. Yes, because all of us still walk in some of these things. No more excuses. If you see yourself doing it, repent and just stop it once and for all. Say amen. Amen. All right, we've got three more, and then I'm going to just pray for Israel, and then we say amen, and the apostle will come and preach. Praise the Lord. Verse 12. For now we see through a glass, darkly. But then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am what? Known. There is a mirror. What is that mirror? The mirror is the word of God. Somebody said the mirror is a word. So what are we doing this morning? We're looking at ourselves in that mirror. We say, hey, my love percent is... It's not even up to 1%. Oh, God, move it to 2. Praise the Lord. Right? Move it to 2. Right? And Lord, daily help me to let this meter keep going up. Let my love meter keep going up. Say amen. That's what we are doing. We are seeing everything. We see some part that we are good at, but there are parts that are dark. May God begin to clean us. But it can only do it through the mirror of the word. We renew our mind. So we say, okay, get rid of that. Say, Lord, help me. I don't know about you. I'm praying for myself. Say, Lord, help me. Amen. Verse 13. And now abideth what? Faith, hope, charity, which is love. These three. But the greatest of these is charity, which is love. Amen. You need hope. Hope. You need hope to believe God. Amen. Faith. Substance of things you hope for. So it starts with hope. Hope is that desire, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Faith is the currency of heaven. Amen. And charity is the most important currency of heaven. God is love. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your holy word. As we have put this mirror of the word and we have looked at it into our heart and we have spoken into our heart, Father, let it begin to revive us, transform us, polish us, remove every dirty thing from us, every wickedness from us. Everywhere we are weak, remove it. Everywhere we are failing, your word says love never fails. So every failing system inside our system, wash all of them away now. Remove them from us, Lord. Empower us and strengthen us with your love. In the name of Jesus, you're coming for the glorious church. Father, polish us. Polish me. Say, Lord, polish me. Lord, polish me. Lord, polish me. That I'll be a vessel that is worthy of you. In the name of Jesus, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let there be peace in Israel. Peace over your people, Lord. Peace within our walls and our palaces. Peace to our nations. In these troubled times, there are wars and rumors of wars everywhere. Father, heal your people. Heal our nations. Out of Abraham, you said all nations shall be blessed. We speak peace now to Israel. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, you are touching Israel now. As you are touching it, use that same blessing to touch all the other nations. Touch Canada. Touch United States of America. Touch Nigeria. Touch, oh God, Ukraine. Touch even Russia. Let there be peace. All that war going on there. Father, you are the only one who can stop anything. We call on your mercy that you will touch the heart of men, the heart of kings, and direct them like waters. Direct them to where you wish and our desires that bring peace, that the people of the land will be free. Protect your children that are suffering right now. Give them strength. Give them hope. Provide, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the peace of our land. Your word says when we turn ourselves to you and we humble ourselves and we turn from our wicked ways, you will come and you will heal our land. Lord, we cry, O God, that you will heal our land. Remove wicked leaders from our land. Put righteous leaders. Your word says righteousness exalts a nation and sin is the reproach. Deliver us from all evil. Deliver us from all evil. Pray for the peace of Poland. As they've opened their borders and bulk of people are just running there, touch the leaders. Help the people of the land. Let their generosity not hurt them, but let it bring blessing to them. In the name of Jesus, touch our world. And give us more time to preach the gospel. We can see the days are truly evil. Give us time, Lord. Revive us, O God. And let everybody begin to tell somebody about the love of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, be in the service this morning, flow freely. Bless our leaders, bless our families, and bless everyone that call upon the name of the Lord. Bless Mama Cerulo, David Cerulo, Apostle, myself, and all our churches, and all our leaders and extended families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. It is always good to be in the presence of the Lord, to hear from the Lord. And while Mama has been ministering, the Lord has been speaking to me about the days coming. And that's why I was sitting down there a little bit longer, because I was still writing down what the Lord was saying. God has a divine plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy will like to sabotage what God's plan is for your life, for my life. But he is a loser. Amen? The victory is ours. I say the victory is ours. I say the victory is ours. Somebody shout with me, March, my month of victory. Hallelujah. 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 Say it again, March, my month of victory. Glory be to God. That means that every resistance of the enemy shall be crushed. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Victory is mine. I shall not be denied. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Victory is mine. Whatever it is that has been resisting my movement, I have victory over. Praise the Lord. We have victory over strife. We have victory over sickness and diseases. We have victory in every realm. Do you know that God gave to man dominion? Hallelujah. He says over the waters, everything that is in the water, that came out of the water, marine life. He said, I give you victory over all that is flying in the air. Hallelujah. That came out of that same water. Hallelujah. And he says, I give you victory over the land. Oh, praise God. Every realm, and the land also came out of water. So therefore, the word of God is saying, everything, no matter how old it is, I give you victory over it. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're hearing. In every realm, in the water, in the air, in the land. Listen, all three realms have water. God separated the waters. The oldest thing in the world that we know of is water. Somebody listening? And the greatest forces that operate in the earth came out of that deep. But God says, I give you victory. Hallelujah. I'm giving you victory. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, victory is mine. The first miracle, the first miracle Jesus did, he did with water. Because he said, I am in charge here now. Is somebody listening? He's with me. I'm going to do this for every one of us because you don't have water where you are. Say with me. This day, I receive victory over every element and over everything that came out of the water. In Jesus' mighty name, I shall not be subjugated to the authority of the deep. In the name of Jesus, I receive my authority to overcome everything that came out of that water. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. I do nothing because I planned it. I minister the word as the Holy Spirit directs. Nothing I've said to you so far, I'll say 97% of it. None of that I thought about before. I said, speaking to you. But I speak by the authority of the living God and declare this day, nothing shall have dominion over me. Praise the Lord. Nothing shall have dominion over my life. Oh, mandaraba shakata temato sikatete. In the book of Matthew chapter 16. Oh God, how awesome you are. Beginning to read from verse 13. The Bible says when Jesus came into the what? Coast. When you talk about coast, you're talking about water. When he came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, Caesarea means separation, a cutting. When you talk about having a Caesarean session, you're talking about cutting and separating for a birthing. Philippi, a lover of horses. The horse was something, the fastest means of mobility in that day. Until this day, we still talk about horsepower. Oh, glory. He came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. This place where this is going to happen, this declaration is going to happen, is in a place called Barnes, where there was the worship of a god called Pan. There's a high place. And there is a stream that is running through that place. This stream comes from the real Mount Hermon. And it flows through, and this continues on into the Judean Valley, into the Galilee, into the Dead Sea. It is in this place that the Lord is going to ask a very pertinent question. He asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" What are they saying? And they began to respond. They said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say you're Elias. Others say that you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Then he asked this question. "I know what men say. You've told me what they say. But whom say ye that I am?" Not asking you about them now. I'm asking you about what you know about me. I'm sure that these 40-something years of ministry, I've preached from this passage many times. No less than 10 times. But the question is still the same. Who do you say that I am? I know about what they say. But what do you say? Because ultimately, what gives you victory is not what they say, but what you say. It is not somebody else's faith that's going to save you. It's your faith. The faith of God that came inside of you, that empowers you. You've got to have your own personal relationship. So who do you say that I am? Jesus asked. And Peter blurted out. Peter says, "Thou art the Christ." That's who you are. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah. You are the Anointed One. That's who you are. And the response of Jesus is this. Wow. "Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. My Father revealed that to you. It is my Father that showed you what you just said to me." That's a remarkable statement, because this is where God brings every one of us today. In that place of Caesarea Philippi, all he could have asked this question in Jerusalem. He could have asked this question in Bethlehem. He could have asked this question in Nazareth. Why is he asking it here? In the place where the god Pan was worshipped. Because Pan was half man, half goat. He was a god that was supposed to be a shepherd god. And Jesus was asking a question. If you want to know the real shepherd, not this fake one here, that they are worshiping here, because in that worship, they will throw their kids, children, in worship from the high mountaintop into the stream that was down there until that whole stream was filled with blood, red blood flowing. Any wonder when we think about the word panic, that it's connected to that God, God Pan. And here the true shepherd, who is not asking for the sacrifice of our children so that we can prosper, not asking for their blood, but the true shepherd was here ready to lay his life down. He asked the question, who do you think I am? You one of the prophets? You Jeremiah? You Isaiah? You are whoever? He says, okay, that's what they say. But none of those guys, not Jeremiah, not Elijah or Elisha, not Moses, none of those prophets laid their life down. Who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you know, just down the line from this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ began to tell them about the fact that he was going to die for them. And Peter grabbed him and says, you're not going to do that. You can't be dying. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You're not going to associate me with that thief who is just there to grab and take whatever it is he wants to take. I am the Son of the living God, the true shepherd who lays his life. I love eternally. I love passionately. I love and I care about what happens in your life. And I am here to grant to you victory. Hallelujah. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. What is he saying? Yes, it is the revelation of the fact that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of the living God. But it's about to communicate a very particular truth. That truth is this, because he is referencing and saying, I am not that. I am this that lays my life. He was also saying, listen, this is a kind of life that you're going to have to live. You're going to live the life of those who lay their lives down so that others can come up higher. You're here. If you're going to be like me, you're going to have to do like me. Amen? Hallelujah. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, Simon, by Jonah. But my Father which is in heaven. And hear this. In verse 18. He says, and I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, what rock? The revelation that I am the Christ, the Messiah, the one who comes to lay down his life so that others can live. Upon this revelation, I am going to build my church. Hallelujah. Hear this. Upon the revelation that I am the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the one who came to die, to deliver, upon the knowing of this revelation, I'm going to build my church. Do you know that the building of the church is based on this particular truth? Yes, the truth that Jesus is the Christ, but that it is also based on this, that it is the same spirit of sacrifice that he builds his church. A people that are self-centered and all about themselves, what they can get, don't build churches. No, they don't. All they care about is, what about me? When I look at this church today, everything here that has changed within 6 months, I will say. It looked like nothing was happening for the longest time. Remember that? Where is this and where is that and where is this and where is that? But step by step, things were being put in place. It's not complete yet. See, the screen behind me right now is showing one thing. That's not all that screen is going to do. Amen? Every Sunday when you come to church, you'll be coming to a new church. It will look different. Hallelujah. This is going to be interactive. But guess what? The people that God used, thank God for all the finances. Praise the Lord for everyone that has given, partnered. But for this to happen, it took sacrifice. It took sacrifice. There have been people who represent Bezalel and Aholiab who caught the vision that Moses got on the mountaintop and reproduced it. I showed you a picture months back about what this was going to be like. Do you remember that? Somebody said, when I saw that, I didn't get it, but it has been reproduced. Everything, the drawing, everything. You see, somebody did the drawing. Prayed. Reveal it. Show them. Up to this tile, this singular tile. If I showed you the pictures from the drawings, you will see this same tile. God saw all of that, and all of that was reproduced. But you know what? The point is, it took sacrifice. Sacrifice builds churches. That's how God builds his church. Sacrifice. Doing things to cause others to rise. When we don't have that, nothing happens. Absolutely nothing happens. And so the Lord Jesus Christ chose the perfect setting to ask the question. And when he got that answer, he said, only my Father revealed this to you. Only my Father. You see, the prophets, led by the Spirit of God, there were prophets who married wives, or married a wife rather, not wives. And the wife was busy fooling around. And God says, go get her back. And they went and they did the same thing and they kept on going back. Because God was trying to teach a lesson. This is how much I love you. And a prophet went that route. Prophet lying down on one side of his body for months. Just to show something else. It took sacrifice. Because when you sacrifice, you communicate the heartbeat of God. It takes sacrifice for the worship team to come out and do their thing, practice and practice and practice, just to come and play for 20 minutes or so to lead us into worship. It takes sacrifice for people to come and clean the church so that the place is clean when everybody comes. It takes sacrifice for somebody to leave their home and say, you know what, I'm going to go clean toilets. You say, Pastor, you're getting very graphic about all of this. Yes, I'm talking about something. Sacrifice. It builds. Nothing happens without sacrifice. A woman that is so well shaped, grew up so well shaped with her high heels and her nice clothes and nice hat, all of a sudden becomes pregnant and her body goes the other way. It takes sacrifice for growth. Sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. Say, Pastor, where are you seeing this sacrifice from the passage you're reading from? That's why I'm pastor, and that's why you're not. It's in the passage. Thou art the Christ. What does Christ mean? The anointed one. It means being crushed. For you to produce the oil, you have to be crushed. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. To flow in the anointing, you have to sacrifice. It is a sacrifice of love. That causes you to go the extra mile, to study the Word of God, to spend your time on your knees, to just let go of things that are unnecessary, anything that's going to distract you and cause you not to flow in the fullness of what God has. Sacrifice. He says, that's how I'm going to build my church. And that church, the gates of hell, shall not prevail over that church, because I am going to give to you the keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Simon Peter, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood had not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. 18. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter. You are Petros. a large rock. And upon this rock, this revelation, I will build my church. And if you've been hearing me, then you're hearing that the revelation of who Jesus Christ was the revelation of the fact that he is the perfect sacrifice. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I don't want to be political, but right now we are seeing a giant of a nation going after some little piece and trying to destroy it. But you see a people that believe in their country, believe in the fact that this land is our land, and you're not going to come here and take it, no matter how powerful you are. And if they stay with that mindset, the big country is going to go back with its tail between its legs. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When you are sold out because you believe that you believe that you know that you know that you know, it's hard to get rid of you. And there's frustration because this giant force thought I could just run through there in 2 days and only gave provision for 2 days or 3 days for their military force. They're there now 12 days. Because there's a people that said, we are here and we're going to sacrifice. Sacrifice causes you, no matter how beaten down you might be, it causes you to rise to the top. I heard a story about a little chihuahua. Chihuahua is some little small dog that wanted to take charge of his area. And there was a mean bulldog, some houses away. And this chihuahua went by the bulldog one day, and the bulldog bit that chihuahua all over, and the chihuahua took off. Came back the next day. Same thing. Went home. Came back the next day. Same thing. Went home. Beaten. But this chihuahua was so tenacious. One day it came back, and big bulldog took off running. Chihuahua was now the king of the land. When you have heart, a heart filled with love, and refuse to embrace hate and rejection and whatever else, you will come on top. Because victory is yours. It is already declared and decreed by the Lord. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. But victory comes because of sacrifice. If you embrace the spirit of the victim, you lose. But the day you refuse to accept the language of being the victim, and you embrace the word of God that says, I am the victor. He has made me more than a conqueror. That day, your story changes. Hallelujah. Never accept yesterday's experience of failure as your story. Not when God has given you the grace to dominate. Praise the Lord. Don't ever accept it. Even when you feel like you've been knocked down, don't accept it. Be that chihuahua that keeps on going. Hallelujah. Because one day, the story will flip. Praise God. Because this month is your turnaround month. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's my month of victory, and this month I'm going to experience a turnaround. Glory be to God. 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 I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. Notice it didn't say just one key. It says there are keys. I'm going to give you keys of the kingdom. What does that mean? It means access. Praise the Lord. Somebody say access. When you've got keys, you don't have to act like Mr. Flintstone. Pounding on the door. Wilma, come open the door. No, you got the keys, you open the door, you go in, and you come out whenever you want because you've got the keys. And God gives to us keys. He says, I give unto thee, the one who understands this supernatural principle of sacrifice, this supernatural principle of recognizing that I am the Christ, the anointed one, the one who came here to sacrifice myself for your wholeness. If you understand this principle, then I'm going to give you keys. Understand that the word of God says that Jesus gave. He's telling a parable, says that there's this great king and he gives to his servants necessary resources so that he can take care of the rest of the family and the rest of the team and all the servants. He says, but when he left and came back, he found out that the guy that he gave the keys to was busy abusing the people that he was supposed to be taking care of. Because you know what happened. Strips him of that. God gives us the opportunity to be a blessing. You see, God may bless you financially. And the first thing you think is, he blessed me financially so that I can just upgrade my life. And yes, he does that. But it's not just about you. It's about upgrading somebody else's life too. Sacrificing, giving of your time, giving of your resources, giving of that which God has blessed you with so that other lives can be impacted. This is true about the blessing of the Lord. Remember, the Christ is the anointed one. If you dip one finger in oil, how long do you think that one finger is going to stay by itself without oiling the rest? If you're blessed and nobody else is blessed, you got issues. This is not to blow any trumpet here. That's not the reason. But one of the things the Lord did for us is that you remember the green chairs? Okay. They were all over this place. And we wanted to sell it, make some money out of it, and then use that money to do other things. But nothing was happening. And one evening, I'm in the house late in the evening. Somebody had come to check on the chairs. And I said, Lord, everything that has been happening, I've talked to you about it and then followed your instruction. But I've not talked to you about these chairs. What am I supposed to do with the chairs? He said, the guy that came looking today, give all the chairs to him. I said, give all the chairs. You know, Lord, that's a lot of harashes. He said, I said, what? I said, you said, give it. So we gave the whole chairs, all of it. Just come, clean it. And he said, give it to them, and they have to take everything out in 2 days. He was very specific. Okay. What was that to me, to you? If God has blessed us with what we've got, we can give it away. Just give it. Why? Because how much are you going to get from it? $3,000, $10,000, $12,000? Even if you got $100,000 for it, which is absolutely unrealistic. Even if you did, do you know how long $100,000 will last? Not long. And there's no joy. But when you sacrifice, the Bible says Jesus, because of what he saw ahead of him, with great joy, took on that cross. Why? He saw the end result. The end result was, I'm going to get Michael Ifezino. Yeah. I'm going to get him. I love him. I'm going to get Lindsay Hammond. I love her. And I'm going to get her. And this person may not like this and that person, but I love this one. And I'm going to do whatever it is to get her. To get him. Put your name there. Others may not think that you're worth anything, but the God who loves you thinks that you are the whole world and more. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? I'm more important than the whole world with all the wealth in it. More important. And Jesus sacrificed to get me. He says, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. Somebody said with me, and I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, my Lord. Keys of the kingdom of heaven. See, that's what repentance does. Repentance takes you to a higher level. God says, I'm going to give you the keys, not of what you see in the natural. I'm going to give you the keys of what you don't see in the natural. Keys of the kingdom of God. I'm going to give you the ability to know what you need to know to resolve issues. Hallelujah. And whatsoever thou shalt bind, declare illegal on earth shall be bound in heaven. Now let's understand that when God says, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, he's saying about the heaven where he reigns in, where he sits. But underneath that is another heaven. And underneath that is another heaven. That the lowest heaven is what you see when you look up. But there's another heaven that is in another dimension where the forces of darkness operate. Are you with me? And then there is another heaven that is greater than that. Now God gives you the keys of the greatest heaven, the highest level, so that you know what to do to impact the second heaven so that you can have results in the natural. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Says, I'm going to give you the keys. That means that I'm going to bring you to a place where you know that you know that you know that you know. And it's not going to be based on natural things. I'm going to speak to you about what you need to know to resolve the issues that you need to have resolved. Now, I could tell you many more stories, but I will use the Burger King experience to explain what I just said. We had a natural need in the house that needed to be resolved. We did not have the resources to resolve it, but I'm driving down Main Street and God says, just say, let there be a Burger King. That was the key. Now, there was a natural Burger King that came at the place where I said, let there be a Burger King. But from that Burger King came the equipment that I needed to resolve my problem here. It didn't seem like they were connected. But God gave me the key. Hello? Hallelujah? I can go on and give you different situations. Most of you have heard that story before. So I relate that to cut down on time. Key. How many of you know that the key doesn't look like the door? Hello? And the key is never as big as the door. It's just a key. But that key opens doors. God is going to release into your mind, into your spirit, into your person, keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. So that you know what you ought to do. Praise God. Praise God. Let me begin to wrap. He says, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What is this? This is God's ambush. Say, God's ambush? Yeah. You get an information from the highest heaven and you're on the earth. And you say what you need to say here in the earth because you got the message from above, and now the enemy is squeezed. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. When you know not what to do, don't just shoot your mouth off. Say, God, give me the key. And understand that the key may not look like anything like your problem. Where's the key? The key that causes you to understand that God is timeless. That God, while you've gone past the past, is still in the past. Because there's no time that God is not in. Hello? That God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That He's in the past, He's in your present, and He's in your future, ahead of you. Understanding that key brings you to this understanding, this awareness, that if there was something messed up in my past and God is still in the past, that God can fix whatever it is that's in the past so that my present can change, so that my future can change. And I can just knowing that, I don't have to believe. I just know. Hello. God, whatever it is that is in my past that's messing up with my present, I thank you that since you are still there, fix it. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I needed my little flask or whatever it is, and I forgot it. But my daughter was still where it was. So I said, since you are still where it is, fix the problem, bring it to me. And I got it. It's the key. Hallelujah. Why am I fretting about whatever it is that happened in the past when He's still there? And He's here. And He's there. I don't have to worry. He's part of the keys. Keys of the kingdom. Jesus comes to the wedding feast. Are you with me? He comes to the wedding feast. Remember, this is your month of victory. Don't forget that. He comes to the wedding feast and they say, there's no wine here. It's finished. Keys. Someone say keys. Oh, glory. Jesus says, those water pots, go fill them up. Those were the water pots that they used in washing their hands and their feet. We want wine. We don't want water pots filled. But He says, go fill it. So they fill the water pots with water, and He says, take water from the water pots and go give it to the MC. Why did He ask for the water pots to be filled? Well, because when those water pots were filled, there was lots of wine over here. So He filled the water pots. He filled the water pots. Someone say keys. He filled the water pots. And wine started flowing again. Backing up time. Hallelujah. You understand that principle? You say, God, back up time. Once upon a time, I was very happy, and then something happened. Back up time to the time when I was happy so that I can be happy again. Back up time. So I can rest in the goodness of God. Keys of the kingdom. Keys of the kingdom. Keys of the kingdom. Keys of the kingdom. I'm a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. I am not my body. I'm a spirit. But this is the body. So if I'm a spirit and I'm one with the spirit, then if my body is sick, that does not mean that I am sick. It is my body that is sick. Oh, somebody help me here. So I don't claim I have cancer. The body that I have is being attacked, but by the Spirit, I will speak the word of God and begin to correct my body and say to my body, "Body, you obey the word of the Lord. Your assignment is to carry me from point A to point B. So whatever you need to do right now, begin to do it. Remember, by the stripes of Jesus, ye were healed." So we are not going to entertain this sickness. In the mighty name of Jesus, be healed. Amen. Keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. There are many keys. And people that have keys don't have to worry about the door opening or not opening. They just stick the key in and they open the door. And if the key that you are using right now is not working, change to the other key. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you can get to a place where you say, "Lord, I don't have to be carrying a whole bunch of keys. These keys are wearing my pocket up. Give me a master key." Hallelujah. Ah, there is a master key. In the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Wow. How did that key come about? Sacrifice. Philippians chapter 2. So we've got the master key. It's the master key of sacrifice. You want a breakthrough? Sacrifice something. When we give, we are sacrificing. People who are not giving sacrificially should not expect the abundance and the increase and the acceleration that God has ordained for them. You will struggle and struggle. But when you know that powerful key, things begin to shift and fall in their proper order. So we declare supernatural order into every area of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. He says, "I'm going to give you keys. And from these keys, everything is going to change." And finally, verse 19. Praise the Lord. "And I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now, come here. When God says here what you lose, He's not talking to you about losing the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not bound. Praise God. Ignorance can cost you. The word for lose is the word luo. It means to dissolve something. It means to melt. It means to destroy. It means to unwind. So you are praying, "I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus." First of all, the name of Jesus is not a rope that you're binding anything with. It's your authority base. You bind darkness with what? Light. When light came on, darkness left. You bind lies with truth. Hello? I bind this lying spirit, this spirit of deception, with the truth of the Word of God. The Word of God is truth. But when you lose, you lose the influence, the thing that causes a person to stay in bondage. For example, if somebody has been a prisoner, and that word for binding is the word for imprisonment also. It means to declare something illegitimate, illegal. So this person is in prison and has been in prison for 20 years. That's the only life they've known. You bring them out, and the rest of the world looks strange to them. And before you know it, they commit another crime because all they know is prison. So they end up there again. Or somebody has been molested. The molestation took place a long time ago, but the impact of that molestation is still continuing with them. Every time somebody says something, they're flinching. Well, loosing is removing whatever it is that is a continuity of whatever experience they had off of them, so that it's like they never had that experience in the first place. Do you hear that? That's what you're called to do. The afterglow of that evil experience shut off. So it's no longer there. They're no longer acting like an abused person, bitter and filled with malice and strife and just want to fight everybody because they're so angry. You're dissolving or loosing them from the spirit of anger, strife, confusion. I loose you off of this. And God's word says it will also be done in heaven. You get the point? I declare today, rise with me. I declare this day, by the authority of the word of God, that everyone in this house moves in supernatural victory, that you receive the keys of the kingdom. I declare right now that light will shine brightly on everything around you that is not of God. That those that are agents of darkness will be exposed immediately. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, any sabotaging spirit around your sons and your daughters, causing them to stay in a place of limitation, this day, by the authority of your word, we shine the light of your presence upon such a thing and expose it. In the name of Jesus. Father, you said, let there be light, and you began the recreation process. So now, in the name of Jesus, as we step, O God, into this new month, this first Sunday of this month, we are declaring, O God, let there be light. We're declaring, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the keys of the kingdom be released into our hands. So, Father, in Jesus' name, that we don't have to struggle, but by the authority of your name, begin to declare the decrees of the Lord, and it will be so. Lord Jesus, over and over again, you state and restate in the book of John that you will reveal to us the Father, and that by having a revelation of the Father, and because of your resurrection, and because of the grace that you moved in for grace and truth, we're established in you. You said that we'll not have to ask you anything because we have access to the Father, and we can ask the Father anything and the authority of your name, and that you will do it. It will be done. You said in your word, O God, in the Gospel of John, you said that that which is of the Father, all that is the Father belongs to you, and that you will reveal it to the Holy Spirit, who in turn will reveal it to us, so that that which the Father knows, we shall also know. We'll receive that grace. As part of the keys, we receive the keys of the kingdom, and we walk in the operation of victory this day and always. And all of God's people together in agreement in Jesus' mighty name said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, you may be seated. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. We're going to release unto the Father that which the Father has given to us. We have been greatly blessed of Him. And I don't need to tell you what to do or how to do it. You've heard the word of God today, and you've heard about the principle of sacrifice. Sacrifice is what costs you something. I remember, I believe it was in January, January the 22nd, God had spoken to us about bringing a special offering of 2022 to Him. And I happened not to be here, but I brought mine or give mine. And our family honored God with that which God had spoken to us. But I asked, who gave that full amount? And I saw a particular individual in the list that had given that amount. And my jaw could have hit the floor. I said, how? How on earth did this person give that kind of money? Because once upon a time, I used to give this person gift cards to go buy groceries. And that was not long ago. Hallelujah. That was not long ago. Come, bless you. I said, how is that possible? How is that possible? But it is the grace of God. That was sacrifice. I don't know how he got that money, but he gave it unto the Lord. And that sacrifice shall not be left unmet with grace and favor. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is good. Amen. So come, honor God. Just trust God and see God increase you and do for you what only He can really do. He will do exceedingly far beyond anything you and I dare ask or think. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to ask Mama to come. We're going to share in communion together. Does anyone else need a communion element? While we're getting ready to share in communion together, on the 15th and the 16th of this month, we are going to be having special meetings. This is something God has called for. And I want to make certain that every one of us participate in-house during these particular meeting. Those that are far away in Toronto, of obviously they can't come. But a gathering where God is talking about your turnaround experience. That means that you are going to have a new story that you're going to mark and say, this is when God turned things around for me. Do we have the poster? The promotional information? Yeah, you have it right there. Okay. Your turnaround experience, March 16th to the 17th. 6:30. It's Wednesday and a Thursday. I'm expecting God for a turnaround. Amen? Praise God. This is the body of the Lord. It's the body of sacrifice. He gave his all. He gave his life. And single-handedly, having died, having been buried, he went on a 3-day journey to conquer all the host of hell, took the keys of death and the grave, rose again the 3rd day. In April, we'll celebrate that great, wonderful experience. He rose and ascended and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. He rose with all of those that were in bondage. But he did something even better. He said, if we believe in him, we get to rise with him. And now, not only are we here in the earth, we are with him in heavenly places, far above. Someone say, far above. All principality, all powers, all the rulers of the darkness of this world. We are far above them. That means I cannot be touched by the evil one. Take of this body and eat.
Message today was on sacrifice. Well, we're holding a cup of blessing. Well, this cup of blessing came out of sacrifice. Jesus gave himself for us. That's why me and you are here today. That's why we are now back to being part of the family of God. As we take of this cup of blessing today, may sacrifice become part of our lifestyle.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Where we are weak, may we become strong.
Amen.
May we learn to give. Sacrifice means it hurts to do it. It hurts to give. When you give casually, it has not hurt you. But when it pains, you are struggling. You know Jesus had to struggle to give himself for us. The Bible says he prayed. When he prayed in Gethsemane, he had to ask God for his will, not his own will, because his will was trying to come up and say, I can't do this. But he quickly said, Lord, not my will, but your will. That is sacrifice. So may God put that spirit in us where we learn to give genuinely of everything he's called us to in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So take up this cup of blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pronounce your blessings upon your sons and your daughters. Heavenly Father, honor your name in each life.
Amen.
I give you praise. We give you praise. We've given to you that which we have. God of increase, multiply our seed sown.
Amen.
And having blessed us, help us to be a blessing. We go in this strength, knowing that you are our God, who has loved us with an everlasting love. We are blessed in you, Father. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
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 See you tonight for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And may you experience your supernatural turnaround.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, praise God. Do we have anyone on Zoom?